You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Homeowners in the North Island displaced by this year's severe weather events have been thrown a lifeline by the government. A new interim payment will be available from the start of September to help bridge the gap once insurance payments for temporary accommodation run out. I interviewed Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Cipollone on this expansion of the temporary solution and what this will mean in the long term. I started by asking the Minister to give a brief outline of what the support will look like.
This has been one of the big issues that have been raised with us on the ground. Homeowners who have been displaced because their houses have been yellow or red stickered, homeowners who then have taken up rental properties because they can't live in their homes. Many of them, if not all of them, have had insurance support them over a period of time. That has been exhausted, and so they're at the point now where many of them are thinking, how are they going to continue to be able to pay for their rental properties as well as their mortgage when they don't, or their house expenses, when they don't have any insurance to support them? And so this was quite a big stress and area of anxiety for these families. And so government has announced today that we will put a ministerial welfare program in place so that we can support them with those costs.
And what support will be given to renters affected by these recent weather events?
So the renters, by and large, have been accessing other supports. So many of them have been accessing the temporary accommodation support service, and that's been providing them with accommodation assistance during the time where they can't go into their rental properties. And so that has been of help. Some of the families have actually gone to live and stay with friends or family. So there are a range of different arrangements here for the different people that have been affected.
And are you confident the government support is reaching the people who are needing it?
Yes, I think that this was certainly front of mind for when I went and met with Karikari and Muriwai and Piha residents on the ground about a week and a half ago. And also I'm hearing from our cyclone recovery ministers based in the regions that this is an area that is a priority. And so I think that we need to continue to watch this space. We have said that we will review the decision in about 4 months' time to check that the eligibility criteria for this support is right. But also, you know, there are a range of other decisions that need to be made for these impacted families, and we need to continue to try and make those decisions at pace.
And what steps is the government taking to assist those from going from essentially survival mode to getting back to a sense of normality?
Well, normality will only come about really when decisions are made about the land and homes that they live on and or own. And so in the interim, we need to be able to provide people with some certainty, the financial support when they need it, the access to social services and mental health services when they need that. And as I said, you know, we need to be working with councils to try and make these decisions as quickly as possible so that whānau have certainty moving forward.
The climate crisis is going to worsen. We're going to see more natural disasters. How will renters and homeowners continue to be protected in the future?
Well, that's a really good question. And actually, this type of ministerial welfare program has been put in place before. It was done after the Canterbury earthquakes, but it wasn't an enduring solution. And so once that was completed, basically the work for that was decommissioned. And there was no work done on what an enduring solution might look like if another similar disaster or a different type of disaster struck. We have made it really clear in our cabinet decision making that yes, we support the measure that we're putting in place that we've announced today, but also that we expect our MB, MSD and MHUD officials to go away and look at what an enduring solution would look like, so that if we're in the situation again, then we have something that we're able to refer to turn on immediately to provide whānau with support.
I think it's also probably not a question of if this will happen again, though, because we can probably expect it to happen again as the climate crisis worsens. If it's been acknowledged that this is kind of a temporary fix, does that mean we can expect announcements of climate action in the future?
oh, you know, there are ongoing announcements for climate action, and it is the kind of mitigation work that needs to occur alongside work around adaptation. But as I said, part of the decision and announcement today is saying this is the temporary measure and support that's in place, but we have told our officials go away and look for an enduring solution in the event that we are faced with another disaster or natural event of this kind that has similar impacts. And so we need to prepare ourselves for future events, and that's exactly what we've asked officials to go and do.
Something that's been proposed is standards to protect people from renting from or moving into houses that live in areas that might be more vulnerable to these kind of natural disasters. Is that something we can expect an announcement on?
Certainly that's not an area that I was speaking about today, nor am I in a position to be able to speak about now. It's certainly just the announcement and the work that we've done and why we've done it on this particular announcement that I'm speaking about this morning.
That was Minister Carmel Cipollone on today's government announcement on support for homeowners displaced by severe weather.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.